listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 9. Today's episode, we're going to be diving into the five pillars of resistance. And whether you're navigating personal struggles, professional setbacks, or simply seeking to fortify your mental well-being, understanding and cultivating these pillars can transform how you face adversity. So let's embark on this journey of self-discovery and empowerment together. Now, before I dive into the pillars themselves, let's talk about what resilience really means. Resilience is multifaceted and powerful concept, often described as a capacity to recover quickly from difficulties or the ability to spring back into shape emotionally, mentally, and physically after experiencing stress, adversity, or trauma. However, resilience goes beyond merely bouncing back from challenges. It encompasses the ability to grow, adapt, and strive as a result of overcoming obstacles. At its core, resilience is about enduring and overcoming adversity. But it also involves positive adaptation. This means not just returning to a baseline level of functioning after a setback, but emerging stronger, wiser, and more capable. Resilience is what enables individuals to navigate life's inevitable trials with grace and strength, transforming potentially debilitating challenges into opportunities for personal growth and development. Resilience isn't a single trait that you either have or don't. Rather, it's a complex interplay of behaviors, thoughts, and actions that can be developed and nurtured over time. So our first pillar is self-awareness. This is the cornerstone of resilience. It's about knowing yourself deeply, your triggers, your values, your strengths, and weaknesses. When you're self-aware, you can navigate challenges with a sense of purpose and understand your reactions to stress and adversity. But how do we cultivate self-awareness? We'll start with reflection. Journaling, meditation, and mindfulness practices can be incredibly powerful tools. Think about reflecting on your day, your reactions to certain situations, and why you felt the way you did. Over time, patterns emerge, offering invaluable insights into who you are and how you cope with stress. So I'm going to share more in the next segment. Next, we have mindfulness, which is one of my favorites. This pillar is about being present in the moment, aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment. In a world filled with distractions, practicing mindfulness can help us respond to challenges more calmly and effectively. You're probably thinking, how? By teaching us to observe our thoughts and emotions without getting caught up in them. You can practice mindfulness through focused breathing exercises, mindful walking, or even eating. The key is presence. Being fully present, we can face life's challenges with a clear and focused mind. The third pillar is self-care. It's crucial yet often overlooked, especially during tough times. Self-care is about nurturing your body and mind, ensuring you're at your best or as close to it as possible when faced with adversity. This includes getting enough sleep, eating well, exercising, and finding time for activities that bring you joy. It also means setting boundaries and saying no when necessary. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for resilience. The fourth pillar is positive relationships. And we are inherently social beings, and our connections with others play a significant role in our resilience. These relationships provide support, advice, and a sense of belonging. To strengthen this pillar, nurture your relationships. Spend time with loved ones, offer support to friends, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Remember, resilience is not about going at it alone. It's about knowing when and how to lean on others. And finally, we reach purpose, the fifth and last pillar. Having a sense of purpose is about knowing your why. It provides direction, motivation, and a sense of belonging to something greater than oneself. You can find purpose in your career, hobbies, volunteering, or relationships. Resilience is critical for psychological well-being. And it not only helps individuals cope with immediate stressors, but also contributes to long-term happiness and satisfaction in life. By fostering resilience, people can navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease, reduce the impact of mental health challenges, and enhance their overall quality of life. To cultivate it, ask yourself what matters most to you, what brings you joy and fulfillment. And reflecting on these questions can guide you towards a more purpose-driven life, bolstering your resilience.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.